Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about a new friend joining us. Ryan Blair is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Ryan is, as I said, a new friend. He is a serial entrepreneur, but that's not how he got started. He got started the world was a little bit rude to him when he was a young guy, and he actually went, as he says, from gang member to multi-millionaire entrepreneur. He's the author of the new book, Nothing to Lose, Everything to Gain, and I want you to hear his story. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
It's good to have you here. And Ryan, tell the audience a little bit about how, you know, by on the surface, you should have had a normal kind of a middle-class upbringing, but that's not how it worked out, is it?
No, you know, I was raised in a relatively middle-class area, and like most middle-class families, we got really caught up in keeping up with the Joneses. You know, we leveraged everything, had a lot of debt, and unfortunately, my dad got addicted to drugs and took down the whole family with
him.
Wow. So all our prized possessions got repossessed, and my mom and I were then on the street and, got caught up in the wrong environment, the wrong neighborhood, the wrong friends, and next thing you know, I'm getting in trouble just like, you know, everyone around me.
Yeah. And so what was that like, being in part of a gang organization?
You know, it was interesting. In that time, I was 13 years old, and so, you know, I look back at it, and a lot of young men that do get caught up in those situations, they're really just looking for male role models. They're looking for social acceptance. And in the absence of a father and the absence of a male role model, others will show up. They're just not, you know, not good role models. So, you know, I look at it now and I realize that it's kind of a product of poor families and, you know, broken families and
yep.
really the fatherless generation that we live in today.
That is one of the sad commentaries on our society today. There are too many kids, boys and girls, growing up without the influence of a father. It's a big deal, isn't it, the influence of a father?
You know, it is. And when I first got a mentor, it changed my life. And that's why I wrote the book, and that's why, you know, I do so much outreach, and I sponsor a charitable program called Urban Born, where I, you know, actually teach entrepreneurship in schools and urban communities for kids who are just like me, you know, one mentor away from being a contribution to
yeah.
society.
Yeah. Yeah, you had things turned around when you got the mentor, and you can tell us about that if you want to. But that made a difference but you were open to that. You know, do you think a lot of these young guys, these young kids, are open to going either way, to going, you know, in a positive way rather than a negative way?
Yeah, you know, a lot of them aren't, and that's the truth. When I met my mentor and I saw that I had an opportunity to learn and study under a rich person, an entrepreneur, you know, I remember praying about it and really, you know, realizing that I had one shot and this was such an opportunity that I was going to take it. A lot of times people get the shot, they just don't realize it or they
yeah.
don't really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Well, isn't that a message that we need to get across in America, that, you know, this is not Russia? This is, this is America. This is a place where if you, regardless of who you are or where you start out, if you want something better for yourself, you can have it, can't you?
Yeah, and in this day and age, you can find mentors on Facebook, on Twitter. I mean, it used to be very difficult, and in fact, you'd be limited by the environment you're in, the neighborhood you're in, for example,
yeah.
by the quality of people you could get your hands on. Now, you know, you can find people everywhere, and so, you know, and also I have a message to mothers out there, single mothers in particular. They need to get their children's mentors because they have the opportunity to steer their children or their sons in particular to who the right role model is. And that's a mother's number one duty. If she doesn't have a father for her child in her life, find him a mentor. Find her a mentor.
Well, and this is something that you know, a mother's love, and I've talked about this, I've written about this, Ryan, a mother's love is there's nothing sweeter than a mother's love, but it's hard to be to give that sweet mother's love and also the tough love that oftentimes a dad has to do, isn't it? It's very hard to do both jobs.
I'll tell you, a mother can't be a father to her son, and a dad can't be a mother to his daughter. So in the absence of a parent, you got to find your child a good role model, a good male role model. And as soon as I had that in my life, that model that I could follow, that I could learn from, that I admired and respected, and my life changed rather quickly. By the time I was 20 years old, I'd started my first company, and by the time I was 25, I'd had a very large company.
Right. And so the message to anybody listening right now who's maybe a young person who's not quite, can't seem to get their act together, or, wherever they are in their lives, so you think the best advice is if you're not getting the kind of feedback that you need from the people around you, go and find somebody, go find a mentor, find somebody who can be positive in your life?
Yeah, find someone that you model, someone that you want to be like, or you appreciate certain traits that they have, or certain, opinions, and really study them. Read their biographies, read their books, read their blogs, read their websites, meet them, try to get interviews with them, so that way you can understand what traits, what things you need to change in yourself, what areas do you need to focus on improvement in. And I'll tell you, even though I'm successful today, I still look for standards out there and models, and still seek out mentorship and learn from people every single day.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you said that, Ryan, because you're exactly right. I'm a granddad, and I still look for mentors. And yeah, I'd like to think that I've been one for somebody else, but I'm still looking for them myself.
Yeah, I was sitting at an event the other day, and one of the founders of Facebook was there, and I said, can I talk to you? I have some questions, and I'd like to learn some things from you. He's very open to it, and so I learned a lot from that session. I think you always have to be a student and a teacher, and Coach John Wooden was the one that instilled that belief in my head, is always be a student and always be a teacher.
Yeah, always learning, exactly. How do we find your book, Nothing to Lose, Everything to Gain?
Yeah, if you go to nothingtolose.com, which is just how the book sounds there, you'll find information of where you can pick it up at the retailers. Of course, it's on Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and so forth. And I'm proud to say we're just at the number one business book in Amazon and Barnes & Nobles. So,
good for you.
We've had a great, successful launch.
Would this be a
lot of passion in that book.
Would this be a good book for someone to buy to give to a young person?
I get a lot of feedback at that. We'll do events for my company, Vitalis. Right. We'll have 7,000 people there. And mothers will bring their kids, 18 years old, 20 years old.
Yeah.
I really do. I think
buy the book and give it to a kid who's needs to maybe have their life turned around a little bit. Check it out, folks. 20 After, right back with Ryan Blair. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.